Thanks, Aaron. Good morning. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a car burglary in progress on Malell Dunes on Saturday afternoon, and while en route, a deputy spotted a suspect vehicle, a Dodge Neon, with two males inside leaving the scene. When the deputy stopped to turn around after seeing the vehicle, he lost sight of the car for a time until seeing it at a gas station at 4th and R Streets in Eureka. As the deputy approached the car, the passenger, later identified as 28-year-old Eureka resident Arlen Troy Brown, fled the scene on foot but was soon caught. A search of Brown turned up a stolen credit card. The search of the vehicle and the driver, 32-year-old Jedediah Charles Hiller of McKinleyville, turned up other suspected stolen items, including backpacks, camping gear, a cell phone, and an ice chest. The victim of the car burglary at the Dunes identified the stolen property as his, and it was returned. Further investigation found that another car had been broken into. Arcata police officers responded to a report of a fight in progress on the 900 block of H Street in Arcata Saturday afternoon. When officers reached the scene, they found a 20-year-old man who had suffered substantial injuries to his face. He was taken to Mad River Hospital for treatment. Further investigation led to the identification of the assailant as 23-year-old Fortuna resident Donnie McCoy. Fortuna police officers contacted McCoy at his residence in Fortuna Sunday. He was arrested and booked into county jail for violation of parole and for assault with a deadly weapon. On Saturday, sheriff's deputies were called out to the 2400 block of McKinleyville Avenue on reports of a burglary in progress. When deputies arrived, they met the homeowners outside, who reported she had been away, and when she had got home, she found a window open. Deputies entered the residence, found 58-year-old Eureka resident Lisa Kaufman, who reportedly admitted breaking into the house by using a screwdriver. Kaufman was booked into county jail on burglary charges. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning for its regular weekly meeting, and on the agenda is an item that deals with the announced resignation of the Director of Economic Development and Natural Resources, Kirk Girard. Girard announced last week he'll resign in June to accept a position with Santa Clara County, and instead of filling his position with a new hire, the Budget Subcommittee, which includes Jimmy Smith and Ryan Sundberg, has proposed that the department be disbanded instead. The proposal calls for economic development to be folded into the purview of the Chief Administrator's Office and that natural resources be merged with public works. The supervisors voted earlier to split planning and building from economic development. They are currently interviewing candidates to take over the planning department. That meeting, it starts at 9 a.m. More KINS News after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
Reporter Dan Squire has information on Klamath's fire chief, who was recently arrested. Here's Dan with more.
In Klamath, the Daily Triplicate reports that Klamath Fire Chief Jeff Ganzoli was arrested on Saturday after a search warrant was served at his home. Officers discovered methamphetamine and syringes, among other paraphernalia. Ganzoli is suspected of embezzling more than $3,500 from the fire department to feed a gambling habit. He was arrested and booked into Del Norte County Jail on several charges, including possession, embezzlement, and child endangerment.
Thanks, Dan. Governor Jerry Brown unveiled his May revision for the state budget, and the deficit that was supposed to have been getting smaller with deep cuts to state services, it's only getting larger. The governor estimates that unless two tax initiatives he has sponsored are passed by voters in November, the state will have to deal with a $16 billion deficit, not the $8 billion hole. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.